The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
All right, here's where we're at with COVID-19 cases in Idaho. And like I said, these numbers are more encouraging today than they have been in a long time. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,464, which is an increase of only 11 cases in the last 24 hours. 530 cases are in Ada County. No increase in Blaine County, still reporting 458. Canyon County is at 167. No increase in Kootenai County, still at 45. And in southern Idaho, no increase in Twin Falls County, still reporting 79. No increase in Jerome County, still reporting 30. No increase in Lincoln County, still at 15. No increase in Kajik County, still at 9. No increase in Minidoka County, still at 6. No increase in Gooding County, still at 5. And no increase in Camas County, still only reporting 1. Now, unfortunately, there have so far been 39 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 141 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. But overall, in looking at where we were, and even a week ago when we were starting to see case counts here in the Magic Valley start jumping up and up and up, to have no new cases in our southern Idaho in the last 24 hours is a pretty encouraging thing so far as I'm concerned. Check your bank account. I mentioned this to you yesterday. I'm going to mention it to you again today. The feds began disbursement of the stimulus payments over the weekend, and according to one official from the Department of Treasury, most eligible Americans will see their stimulus money by today. So if you selected to receive your refund via direct deposit on last year's tax returns, check your bank account. Now, paper checks will take a little longer to distribute, and Americans waiting for their payment in the mail could be waiting up to 20 weeks. But as of yesterday, it looked like the Department of Treasury was trying to put together another section of the website for those who want to submit banking information to speed up that stimulus payment can go and submit that. That's not available yet, but the website says sometime in mid-April that will become available. So hopefully here in the next week or so, we'll see something more for those who wish to go in and give banking information so you can get that stimulus payment direct deposited into your account. For those not required to file taxes in 2018 or 2019, the Treasury has established a website for those citizens to submit banking information. It's linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. Those who are having trouble filing for unemployment with Idaho right now, it's a huge issue. The Department of Labor announced yesterday that for those calling by phone, the agency will accept incoming calls between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And for those applying online, make sure you're visiting labor.idaho.gov. They also said that if you're waiting on a call back, make sure you're answering unknown or restricted phone calls between 4 and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, as that's when they'll be calling back. In a month, Idaho's unemployment rate went from 3% to 7.3%, so unfortunately, if you are waiting for a callback, it may take several days before they're able to reach out to you. That link I referenced, by the way, can also be found under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. Got a little stay-home order is set to expire at noon today, but either an extension of the order or a revised order is likely this afternoon. Governor Little will speak to the press this morning at 11 as to what happens next in Idaho. We'll be present at the event. And as soon as we know what's up, we'll share that information with you on the air and on our Facebook page. As previously reported, Blaine County's stricter stay-home order remains in place until at least April 19th. The Magic Valley Shrine All-Star football game set for Memorial Day, May 25th, has been canceled. A letter from Laird Stone of the Twin Falls Shrine Council reads, "Even if those orders were lifted in the next 30 days, it is not in the best interests of our society or our young people, the crowds that would watch the game, and other interested people that we hold such a large event at this time." So that, for the first time in 43 years, has been canceled. As of today, no Idaho school districts have announced plans to reopen before the end of the school year. The Idaho Board of Education effectively closed schools until the fall semester, but said that individual districts may independently choose to open back up if education and health officials deem it safe to do so. As of today, no districts in southern Idaho have announced any such plans. PMT is offering 30 days of free internet to families within the PMT service area who have children in grades K through 12 and who do not have internet access during the school closures. This will ensure that our children in the Magic Valley can stay up to date on their learning. To sign up, call PMT at either 208-436-7151 or 208-878-7151. Idaho's May 19th primary election will not be delayed, but there will not be polling places. The election will take place by mail exclusively. If you wish to vote, you must request an absentee ballot. To request one, I have the page where you request it linked under the Rock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. And again, my wife and I received ours on Tuesday, and we'd only requested them a few days earlier. So they're acting fast on those requests, so go get yours and make your voice heard. And those deadline extension reminders for taxes, driver's licenses, and vehicle registration. Again, a quick reminder, you now have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes, and until June 15th to file and pay your Idaho taxes. And if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th. If you have information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.